This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. New signs of political turmoil in Hong Kong, where Chief Executive Carrie Lam today postponed legislative elections for a year. The move is blamed on the worsening coronavirus situation in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. But earlier, the city had disqualified 12 pro-democracy candidates. Cited was their opposition to the new national security law Beijing has imposed on Hong Kong, though China denies it's impinging on civil rights in the city. Those disqualified include activist Joshua Wong and others who won a so-called unofficial primary held by the pro-democracy opposition this month. In Africa, there were fresh shows of political unrest in Zimbabwe today as businesses were shut down and streets deserted in the capital, Harare. Security forces were charged with stopping anti-government protests, fed by charges of corruption and economic hardship. It was a similar scene in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe's second largest city. President Emmerson Mnangagwa, under pressure to revive a badly challenged economy, says the protests amount to an insurrection by his political opposition. In central Harare and nearby Mbare Township, a center of past unrest, banks and supermarkets were closed as police and soldiers patrolled the streets and bolstered checkpoints and roads leading into the capital. It is the start of the Eid al-Adha holiday in the Muslim world, but the pandemic has cast a dark shadow on the occasion. The final rites of the Hajj were being observed by small groups of pilgrims in Mecca. Last year, 2.5 million took part. This year's number, only about 1,000 people. Being in Saudi Arabia, Saudi health officials, meanwhile, say there have so far been no virus cases traced to the annual pilgrimage. For Muslims around the world, the celebration of Eid will be decidedly low-key. Worldwide, the pandemic death toll is 674,000 with 17.3 million cases. The numbers come from Johns Hopkins University. The figures in the U.S., just under 5 million infections and 152,000 fatalities. More news online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Dr. Anthony Fauci was on Capitol Hill today talking about the pandemic. America's best-known authority on infectious diseases was reporting on progress in fighting the coronavirus, and once again making a pitch for the use of face masks, social distancing, and avoiding crowds to stem the flow of infections. And he said the failure to institute a total shutdown of the country had deepened the debilitating effects of the pandemic in the U.S. He also expressed optimism about the availability of a COVID vaccine in 2021. Appearing with Fauci, the head of the Centers for Disease Control, Dr. Robert Redfield, pushed for public schools to reopen, while he also bemoaned what he described as the country's underinvestment in public health. The numbers of confirmed COVID cases appear to be leveling off in the states of Arizona, California, Florida, and Texas. But infections are still rising in more than two dozen American states, with the spread showing signs of shifting from the Sun Belt to the Middle West. The Eurozone is reporting a 12% drop in economic activity for the last two quarters. Spain suffered the most with a staggering 18% loss. The plunge in France was almost 14%. As a whole, the 19-country European Union bloc suffered its worst decline since 1995, when records began being kept. The U.S. gross domestic product from April to June was down at an annualized rate of almost 33%, the biggest drop on record. 1.4 million American workers filed new unemployment claims last week. It was the 19th straight week the initial claims figure topped a million. Wall Street is mostly down despite the strength of tech stocks. The NASDAQ early in the session was up more than 1%. Consumer spending, a driver of the economy, rose 5.6% last month, though further gains could be jeopardized by the resurgence of corona cases in the U.S. Ivory Coast President Alassane Ouattara has gotten the approval of the country's electoral commission to run for a third term. The election is set for the end of October. This despite charges from political opponents who say such a move would violate the Ivorian constitution. Meanwhile, Ouattara has appointed Defense Minister Hamed Bakayoko as prime minister after his predecessor Amadou Gon Coulibaly died suddenly this month. The balloting is seen as crucial for the stability of Ivory Coast, the world's top producer of cocoa. The country has been rebuilding from a brief civil war that followed Ouattara's first election win in 2010. The 55-year-old Bakayoko has a reputation as a populist and showman who holds rowdy campaign rallies. According to the president's office, he will retain his position as defense minister while acquiring his new post. More news online at voanews.com. For your listening convenience, you can also use our easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.